Well, Zengo is partnering up with Skyfire this year, Cam, which is awesome. And as part of that, they're giving people the opportunity to win $25,000 for a first home deposit, which is great. And that winner is going to be announced at Skyfire.
Which is cool within itself, right?
It is.
All the details, zengo.com.au. Everything that you need to know about what they're doing is right there. In fact, as soon as you click on that website,
you can see it.
It pops up straight
away.
So,
I mean, what an awesome prize. That's life-changing for whoever gets that.
Yep.
So make sure you're in the running for that. But we thought in the lead up to Skyfire, we're going to explore a bunch of different first home buyer topics to get us in the mood for it.
And we touched on this a couple of years ago, but this gives us more of an opportunity to sort of dig down a little deeper.
Yes, indeed. And today we're going to look at saving for a home deposit, because I guess that's one of the very first steps in the whole process, isn't it?
Correct.
And Dave Friend is director and mortgage broker at Tiffin & Co. joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, look, what incentive schemes are there in Canberra for first home buyers at the moment?
There's two main schemes. One's the stamp duty concession scheme the government offers. So for purchases up to $1 million, you don't have to pay stamp duty if you qualify for that scheme, which is a good incentive in itself. It is means tested by income, so household income up to about $250,000. And then you've also got the first home buyer's deposit scheme where, providing you've got a 5% deposit in genuine savings, the government will step in and guarantee your loan so you avoid paying mortgage insurance.
Okay. And are those two platforms or those two opportunities, are they enough? Are they good enough, do you think?
I think they give first home buyers a really good step up into the market. I guess if there's one point of contention there, it's the price point to get in is maxed out at $750,000. There are limited properties at that price point, but you know, for first home buyers, maybe they could increase that price a little bit to allow people to have a bit more scope with the properties they could buy under the scheme. But I think it's a pretty good incentive from the government with stamp duty and mortgage insurance waivers potentially there.
Yeah, and anything helps, you know, absolutely. Mm. And Dave, we obviously read and see a lot of stories in the media about how hard it is, you know, impossible for first-home buyers to break into the market. Is that true? Like, is it completely out of reach?
I don't think so. I mean, we're doing a lot of pre-approvals for first home buyers at the moment. I think confidence has come back into the market. And if anything, after all the rate rises we had over the last 2 or 3 years, people are now more comfortable with where rates are. When they apply for a loan, they've got that buffer still built in that the banks have to put in there. So really, if their spending is what they tell us it is, they should be quite comfortable with the mortgage repayments they've got. And we're seeing that confidence coming back more and more so now.
I suppose if there is going to be a reduction in rates like they're sort of talking about in the coming weeks and next week, you know, there's almost a little bit more wiggle room there, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think that's what people are poising themselves for. Like, people are getting ready to jump when the rates do start to come down. You know, talking to agents, they've got a lot of people going through open homes now, so... Mm.
Yeah,
the first home buyers are definitely out there in numbers looking to buy.
Yeah, for sure. And Dave, what's the number one thing you say to first home buyers who are trying to get a home and save up?
Look, it's really set a budget, work out your lifestyle and spending habits. If first home buyers are looking at a budget based on a purchase price, approach your broker or your bank, and preferably your broker, and work out what those repayments are going to be. And then you can start a saving pattern that will kick you into the mortgage when you start, and it won't change your lifestyle too much.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about being prepared as much as you can. Well, Dave, some great advice there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks, Cam.
Okay, mate.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Dave Friend, Director and Mortgage Broker at Tiffin & Co.